from Prahladananda Das. Any of you know him? He was in India a long time ago, from Chennai. Now he's walking upside down. He's in Australia. Should be upside down. Oh, it's a flat earth. That's why he's not upside down. In the verse quoted by Rupa Goswami, or is that composed by him? I'm not sure whether it's, or maybe from Narada Pancharatra, whatever. Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidhing Vina Aikantaki Hare Bhakti Utpata Yaiva Kalpate. Is Varnashram considered part of Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidhim? He goes on to say, speaking of myself, I don't really fall in any ashram. Of course, Varna is the lowest. Is any devotional service or other activities performed by me an unnecessary disturbance in society? Well, he didn't give the translation, as he presumes I know the translation, and I do, but maybe all of you don't know it. The translation of this verse, it goes somewhat like this, that devotional service to the Lord, which is not according to the directions of the scripture, including the Shruti, the Vedas, the Smriti, the corollary literatures, the Puranas, and so on, and including the Pancharatra, Narada Pancharatra, Srila Prabhupada especially says. Devotional service performed without following the rules given in Shastra is a disturbance. It can be pure devotional service, but it's a disturbance in society. That's a very interesting question. I must admit, in all these 41 years or so, I never thought about that. not being in Varnashram against the rules of the Shrutis and Smritis and so on? Well, actually it is. Pure devotional service is beyond Varnashram, but on the other hand, most devotees in this world are not on the level of devotional service being freed from the effects of the modes of nature. If anyone thinks they're beyond that, please let me know. That's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said in regard to anyone who thinks that they're already liberated. Just, you know, said it's very difficult to find. Talking about instructing about the one's siddha swarup, one's perfected for. He said, well, if anyone's actually on that level, please let me know. Then the question of instructing will arise. So yeah, as long as one is not fully free from desires for, what is that? Yavat karmani, what is that verse? I should learn that verse, it's an important verse. Yavat karmani kurvita. Look it up, do you have your, you don't have your laptop there. Anyway, the purport is that as long as there are so many important verses in the 11th canto, the purport is that as long as one is not satiated by fruitive activity, that's the translation Srila Prabhupada gives us. This verse also comes up. Srila Prabhupada translated this verse in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada didn't translate the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, but it's one of the many verses in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam which are quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You want to look that up?
Yeah.
Yavat, Y-A-V-A-T, Karmani, K-I-R-M-A-N-I, Kuruvi, you got that? Yavat Karmani? Oh, I see, okay. Svay Svay, that's similar, that's a different one. There are several verses. So as long as one should continue to put it. Oh, I have to make a new hell for that one, also. Well, it sounded a bit like temple music, so. Time, place, and so you can play the drum while the people are being beaten with rods in hell. So the purport is, as long as one is not as long as one is not completely absorbed in Shravanam Kirtan, hearing about Krishna, then one should continue to perform his duties. Yeah. Yeah. Here it is. This is exactly it. Tavat, not Yavat. The Tavat comes before the Yavat. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkata shravanado va shraddha yavan najayate. As long as one is not satiated by fruitive activity and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by shravanam kirtanam Vishnu, one has to act according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. Most of the Vedic injunctions they concern action within the Varnashram system. And traditionally, if someone wanted to present themselves as a Vaishnava, they would have to follow the Varnashram rules. That's one of your big things, right? They're always saying Bhagavad Gita, Varnashram. It's all within all the shastras are within the context of Varnashram. With a few exceptions, including the exceptions include those shastras which specifically deal with bhakti. But even on the highest level, one doesn't have to follow Varnashram rules, but still mostly devotees do so. There are two ways to not be in Varnashram. One is to be below it, and the other is to be above it. Bhakti is above it, but most devotees are not on the level of being above it. And the other level is below it. Then that's Chandal, Yavan, all this kind of thing. So actually, traditionally, you wouldn't be considered proper devotee, wouldn't be accepted in society unless one was following Varnashram principle. You can't say, I'm a devotee, therefore I'm going to drink a bottle of wine. You could be a tantric and do that, but even the tantrics, they're outside of society. It's all mostly done secretly. So where does that put us? That puts us in the category of praying for Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because there is no Varnashram at the present, especially in the Western countries. Here in India also, there's nothing. So it's nothing. It's even the Varnashram that was going on at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was all messed up. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first proposition that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Ramananda Rai about what is the goal of life and how to attain it, Ramananda Rai his first proposition was worship of Vishnu. He didn't say, he started off with that. He didn't start off with mundane welfare work or something like this. he started, but within the Varnashram, or via the Varnashram system, Varnashram acharavata purushena parapuman vishno ra radhate panta nanyat tatto shakaranam. Although this verse very clearly says that there is no way to satisfy the Supreme Lord other than by worshipping him by the Varnashram system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected this. Eho bahya. This is external. Telugu anuvadam. Akra. No. But still, they were following it as best they could. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upheld that he took sannyas, which is a function of Varnashram. He observed sannyas very strictly, generally. There was one exception. Maybe you could say two exceptions. One, he kept contact with his mother. That was on the platform of bhakti. And another time, his follower Damodar Pandit criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being openly affectionate to the young son of a widow. The young son of a young and beautiful widow. So but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't accept that. He said, you're being too strict. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very strict in all these matters. And the conventions at that time, they followed to some extent. In other ways, they didn't. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Muslim, Haridas, theoretically a Muslim. He accepted the converted Muslims, accepted them back, Rupa and Sanatan. And he taught that devotional service is transcendental to Varnashram. Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish Varnashram because although devotional service is transcendental to all material considerations, most of the devotees in this world are not transcendental to all material considerations. And that is one of the major reasons for our own devotees, what to speak of all of human society, that we require Varnashram society. So the social edicts of Varnashram, we are not following. It's not really causing a disturbance in society. Rather, the whole society is one big disturbance from beginning to end. It's completely away from the Vedic process. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we're receiving through Parampara, through Srila Prabhupada, we are able to execute devotional service, and that will be accepted by Krishna according to our level of sincerity, even without this Varnashram. Nevertheless, it is one of Srila Prabhupada's major instructions to re-establish Varnashram. To help, one major reason is to help socially, economically, psychologically situate devotees to make, as Srila Prabhupada said, to create a favorable situation for performing devotional service. So even though devotees all over the world at the present time are in that sense not following all the rules of Shastra's regarding Varnashram, or not following any of the rules practically. A very few, we could say, some few things. Their devotional service will be accepted. Devotional service is a disturbance in the non-Varnashram society. So, one reason it becomes difficult for people to take to devotional service is because it is so different from what everyone else is doing. And they face censure from their family members and friends. They can't fit in properly with them. So we should make the whole society of devotees, or at least community of devotees, so that people can fit into it. We should aim at making the society such that people who are not devotees, they don't fit in. So they'll feel left out. We should make it round the other way. Okay, now I'm going to go on to... question from